Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. We're going to be looking at the astrological energies from January 20th through the 27th, 2021. And we have a lot happening over this next week. I know I've been saying that throughout the month of January, but the themes continue throughout February as well. So we're really experiencing very deep, permanent changes that are affecting the collective and helping us get clearer on who we are and what we want. This is about taking something seriously in yourself. This is where it's really time to honor and embrace who you are at an individual level. And I'm going to be talking about those themes in today's podcast. Just a quick heads up that this is pre-recorded before January 20th, which is a very big day astrologically. January 20th is when Mars is conjunct Uranus in Taurus at 6, almost 7 degrees. And this is a very big energy. It is a rising up. It is a powerful display of force, of expression, of anger, of frustration. That Mars comes along and is a trigger. It activates that Uranus energy of rebellion. It shows us what needs to be released or what needs to come forth. And of course, we can experience this at a personal level. You might have something that comes up January 20th that you can't ignore, you can't deny. It's like this strong force of energy where you have to let something out. Be very careful with your physical body. Be very careful of driving, of working machinery. Anything that could do harm may have a stronger influence today. There's a sense here that the Mars energy wants us to be free from the restrictions that maybe we weren't aware of. So as Mars and Uranus meet up and have this powerful conjunction, there's a release that comes out. There's something that moves through us individually or collectively that is demonstrated, that is felt, expressed. Mars is the physical body. Mars is masculine. In Taurus, though, this is showing us where we've perhaps been restraining or restricting ourselves, afraid of change, afraid of maybe instability. This energy is wildly chaotic, and it's a very big force. And this is, in fact, a theme that's going to carry into February, where things may be very uncertain. You might have something within you that must burst out and be expressed. This is where you could feel a really strong drive to go for it, to make a change, to make a life change, to make a new decision, to take a new action. There's movement here. And so in the best and highest possible way, you could feel that movement to advance in your life. Almost like this is a risk-taking energy. This is where I'm going to go for it. I want this. I want to make it happen. And Taurus is about what we value, what has meaning to us, what really affects us in our life. And we've been reconstructing our value systems with Uranus in Taurus, looking at what have I created in my life that no longer resonates. It's no longer connected to who I am and what I find meaningful. Then this Mars comes through and basically pushes down the gas pedal and says, I'm going to go for it. All planets are direct. This is a very powerful charge of energy, and it means that something is going to be unleashed, something is going to come out, something is going to be strongly felt. Now, this is a general understanding of the energy, and it'll work with you differently, especially depending if you have any planets or points, around 6 or 7 degrees of Taurus, 6 or 7 degrees of the fixed signs, which are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. Also, any points at 6 or 7 degrees of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. This is where you're ready to make change. Change is happening, ready or not. Change is coming through. Change is supported. How are you ready for it? How are you stepping into it? And how are you moving with it? And I think that Mars is going to show us how to move with it. So this could be a very busy day in your life. It could be a very busy day in the world. It could be that you're really ready for what you've put off or what you have maybe resisted. Now there's an opening. This is where the floodgates are open. There are fewer limitations and there's just a lot of action. So that energy is going to continue because this Mars in Taurus is not done with the story. So January 20th, this very powerful energy comes through. January 22nd, Mars in Taurus then squares Jupiter in Aquarius at 7 degrees. And this Jupiter in Aquarius is an amplifier. It amplifies the messages. It amplifies the collective. It exaggerates, especially with a square. So there is a sense of all or nothing, and this can support what you're moving towards. Again, if you felt like you were on the fence or you were looking for a balancing point, this is where there's a definite energy on one side of the seesaw. It's like, yes, this is a firm yes energy with that Mars, who's very strong, still very activated. And I feel like there's something that's moving us forward here that could be chaotic, unexpected, revolutionary. There's also the energy here of that Mars in Taurus being very steadfast, determined. It will stick with it until the end. Mars in Taurus is a builder, and it says, I'm going to stay with this until the job is done. Then as it meets up with Jupiter in Aquarius will bring in new ideas, new solutions, a lot of people, a lot of voices, a lot of energy. And this is where that Mars might not know what to do, where that Mars in Taurus may be feeling that this is too much, too fast, and there could be an overwhelm. January 22nd, there could be a strong overwhelm of energy. And again, be very aware of your body, of your nervous system, of what's going on in your mind, how to ground yourself, how to flow with the energy, and how to not get swept away in the currents, how to not get into that place of a deep fear. Because I feel like these energies, they're continuing to work with us, as I said, into February. And so there's more of a long game here than a short game. Now, I am aware that there's some political energies happening right now. Maybe you've heard about it too. I am not giving interpretations for politics. I give interpretations for personal energies, for your own energy advancement, for how you choose to be responsible for yourself and for your energy. So yes, this energy certainly applies to the collective. It certainly applies to politics. It applies to business. It applies to all of these overarching areas of our life because the world is changing. The world is changing drastically and permanently. That's what we signed up for. We're here to participate in it. We're here to know more of who we are amongst these changes, while these changes are happening. So I know that many people listen to this for political insights and to understand the politics of our times, which is a great way to look at this if you're drawn to that, if that resonates with you. But that's not what I'm speaking about. And I want to be very clear about that. And I want to be very honest with you that I've never been saying anything about a certain political party that isn't something that this podcast covers. And it's interesting to me that people will interpret it based on their own political affiliations and political beliefs. And that's completely understandable. But I just want to be very clear that what I give you are the energies of ourselves, of the individual, of our soul growth, and that there's no hidden messages here, because what we're undergoing collectively is based on what we each choose and contribute individually. And so many of you are very advanced souls. You're here to have a new experience on the planet. You're here to do things differently in this lifetime. And there's things that you're here to initiate, to lead, to get going for the collective. So I feel like a lot of this energy is meant to remind us to stay above the 3D, to stay above the political energies, to stay above what's changing and shifting and collapsing and restructuring. Because if there aren't individuals who are advancing, who aren't moving ahead, then humanity can't move ahead. It's sort of like the rungs of a ladder where you need that next higher perspective, that next higher step. And that's what so many of you are here to develop and grow. And you're ahead of the masses. You're ahead of the collective in that regard. And that's where I hope you feel drawn to develop and grow this energy. It's also a strong part of the Aquarius energies of where we're going next. What's the next vision? What's the next dream? What are we going to take forward and what are we going to leave behind? And as we now are in Aquarius season, the sun entered Aquarius on January 19th. There is an advancement here that's going to unfold and it's going to support us in creating those next level experiments. We have an ongoing conversation between the Taurus energies and the Aquarius energies. These are both fixed signs that want things their own way, and they want reliability, consistency. They want things to be known, but that's not what's happening right now. And that's why the changes could feel even more chaotic and drastic, because what you've relied on, what you thought was certain, is being thrown up into the air. And this is part of our growth. This is part of where we're seeing that it's time. It's time to move ahead. It's time to do things differently in ourselves and in our lives. There is a big transition and we're being forced and pressured to make it, which can be very uncomfortable. It is scary at times. The uncertainty can be scary. The unknowns can be scary. But that's all connected to your fear body, which is connected to past experiences, perhaps past trauma, past emotional imprints, and all of that can be strengthened. Wherever you're feeling a fear or anxiety or uncertainty, wherever something is coming up in you that is incredibly uncomfortable, it is important to feel that and to honor those messages, but to know that there is another future, another solution, another possibility. And one thing that I personally try to practice in my own life is that when I place a lot of emphasis on one thing, whether that is something I really want or one outcome, or even just something that I have relied upon, what I have been taught to do, mostly by my brilliant mother, is to think about five other ways the energy can unfold. And that reminds me of the endless ways that we can experience life while still feeling secure, safe, and confident in ourselves. So let's say you have a job that you really want and you know it's the right job for you, it has your name on it, it's your expertise, etc. Well, you could have a fixed way of how you expect that job to unfold or how it will show up. One thing you can do to open up to these energies and open up to what's possible is to then give yourself four more ways that same energy can express itself, four more ways you can have the job of your dreams without being locked in to one path or something that you think has to happen. Because it's basically putting all of our eggs in one basket. And we put all of our expectations into, okay, this is what it needs to look like in order for it to unfold in a way that is correct for me. Almost like, this is how I need to feel secure. This is how I need to feel confident. This is what it looks like in my mind. But this Uranus energy is very unexpected. It's surprises. It's things opening up. It's breakthroughs. It's chaos. It's these big developments that can come through quickly. And what we're needing to do is step out of our linear mind, step out of the human mind, step out of what we think it should look like or where we've placed all of our expectations. Again, give yourself four other ways something can show up for you that's maybe better than what you first expected, or that allows you to stay open to the unlimited potentials that can unfold. It's sort of like at this time, we may have an awareness of how our minds operate, but Uranus is the cosmic mind. It's universal intelligence. It is the higher octave of Mercury. Mercury is the human mind. It's how we process, how we perceive, how we think, how we communicate, how we learn at an individual level. Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury, and it allows us to stretch our conceptions. It breaks us out of the human mind's restrictions, and it asks us to think of new ways of understanding anything and everything in your life. Essentially, God, Source, Spirit, the universe is opening us up to higher ways of perceiving ourselves, our lives, and the possibilities that we can create and experience. But we do have to stay open, as these energies can be very wild and unexpected, turbulence, chaos that shakes us up in ways we didn't anticipate, which of course can shake up our sense of safety and create more fear. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that whatever you've been fixated on as a form of security and safety, it's important to know that that is an energy that travels within you, not outside of you. So if you've been really focused on spaghetti, I need to have spaghetti, I only want spaghetti, that's the only thing for me. Well, you could do an exercise of staying open and saying, or it could be enchiladas, or it could be barbecue, or it could be pad thai, or, and you keep going and you look at other ways that there could be potentials and possibilities, but to not put your safety and security outside of you, but to know that it travels within you and to remind yourself of that. I am safe during big life changes. I am secure even when I don't know what's going to happen next. I feel confident even when things outside of me can be scary or create fear. You travel with certain energies and you're in charge of those energies. You're in charge of saying what is true for you amongst these big dynamic times. These energies continue throughout February. They are going to be ongoing throughout 2021. And this is where we have an opportunity to practice what it means to be a self-contained vessel, strong, secure, grounded, even during very uncertain times. Now, these Mars in Taurus energies are interacting over the next number of weeks with Aquarius planets, and the Aquarius energies are also strong throughout February. So these two parts of your chart are undergoing a lot of change. And I also feel that it's opening us up to new timelines, to new future potentials. And this can be really inspiring and really beneficial. Another thing to consider is that there could have been a certain trajectory that you thought your life was on. And perhaps there were other things that you thought were done, right? The door has closed, that ship has sailed, that option is no longer available. Well, now with these energies, things are opening up and they could be really unexpected. They could be better than what you anticipated. And in fact, it could be a better time right now for these new potentials and pathways where previously it wasn't a good time or wasn't the best possible time. So keep in mind that you can stay positive during these shifts. You can stay open to the fact that we don't know it all. And the more that we can be flexible, the stronger we'll be in navigating these energies. Now, the North Node is in Gemini, and that is about talking it through, thinking it through, asking questions, getting specifics, but not making assumptions, not exaggerating, and also being very aware of your expectations. The South Node in Sagittarius is about releasing those assumptions or those expectations and looking at what we have believed about ourselves. So we're really undergoing some big readjustments and recalibrations in our belief systems. And I feel like this next month especially might show you something different that is actually requiring you to stretch and grow and to say yes to new parts of yourself and new areas of your life. If you have felt trapped or caged, this could be liberation. This could be something where you're no longer tethered to a part of yourself or a part of your life. This is where you can see it as freedom and that you're awakening to more in your life that, again, wasn't available before. So these energies have a lot of cosmic timing to them, a lot of divine timing, but it does require getting out of our heads, getting out of the parts of ourselves that are fixated or stuck in something that we have outgrown. That's another way to look at this. There's parts of our lives that we have outgrown, comfort zones that are perhaps a little bit too comfortable, and now it's time to expand into a bigger dream and to be open to how that can show up. Again, it can be chaos, it can be unexpected, it can be surprises, and it can be very fast moving energies. Now on January 23rd, the Sun in Aquarius will be conjunct Saturn in Aquarius at 4 degrees. This happens once a year, and we haven't had the Sun conjunct Saturn in Aquarius for nearly 30 years. So what we're doing here is really looking at the Aquarius areas of our chart that are ready to be taken seriously. Making a commitment to your future, making a solid determination about where you want to go next. I also feel this energy as helping to support the strengthening of your individual energy field. Aquarius is about how we as individuals are different. It's the energy of differentiation, that you are unlike any other being on this planet. And part of our journey through the Aquarius energies is to understand our individual natures and then how we can use that energy to offer it back out into the collective, how it can contribute in some manner, how it can be of service, how we could be helpful in the overall mosaic of energies on the planet. And so what we're looking at when the Sun and Saturn are exactly together at 4 degrees of Aquarius, there is a strengthening of self. And I see it as the energy running up and down the spine, as well as up and down the chakra systems or the chakra points, and that the energy is meant to flow. And it looks like a white light of smooth energy transportation. It's sort of that energy coming in to purify, to cleanse, to clean, to release, but also to fortify and to nourish the energy system. I feel this energy is also connected to cosmic downloads, light codes, energy streams from other far-off places, also energy streams from other lifetimes coming in. There's like this overlapping energy stream coming through that I feel is supporting us for your purpose in this lifetime. And of course, there are unlimited ways that energy can show up, especially for each person. But I feel this as a strengthening, a fortification. There's something about this energy where Saturn always requires us to take things seriously, to look at what you can commit to. There's only so much time in the day, and there's only so many years in our lives. And Saturn is the clock ticking. It brings our attention to the present moment and to what our priorities are. So again, this is on January 23rd. You could have new understandings around your priorities, what is requiring your attention, what your commitments are, what you need to focus on, and also your goals. What are you moving towards and what are you building? Saturn is about the long-term growth and where we're going with our energies. So this energy with Sun conjunct Saturn only happens once a year, but the fact that it's happening in Aquarius, it's happening for the first time in nearly 30 years. And that's where a part of our life is really becoming real. And we're looking at this part of ourselves in a new way or through a new lens. On January 25th, that Sun in Aquarius and sextiles Chiron in Aries at 5 degrees, which is going to shine new light on what you've been healing through since 2020. Because that Sun in Aquarius is going to bring in new understandings, something you didn't see before, something that could be very interesting or eye-opening. And there's a stability factor there as well. Then on January 26th, that Sun in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus, which is another big energy that I've been talking about throughout this whole show of this dynamic between Aquarius and Taurus. And the Sun is the light, it's warmth. It's a higher consciousness. And as it squares Uranus and Taurus, there can be a battle of wills. There can be a misunderstanding of perceptions, frustrations, unexpected developments, more breakthroughs, more uncertainty. Again, another wild ride with that Sun squaring Uranus. So there's instability. over the next week. There's uncertainty. There's a sense of what to believe. Aquarius energies are about mass communications, the internet, social media, cloud storage, technology, and science. This is the energy even of what is being put out there. It's information, misinformation, disinformation, what to believe, what is truth, what is the real facts, and what is fiction. And there can be a lot circulating around us where it's not even clear. And so I feel like there's something that we're really meant to see over the next week that's going to bring up questions and maybe no immediate answers, where the information is just going to be up in the air. More information comes out, more information is unleashed. What is true? What is false? I don't know what any of this is. There can be a growing restlessness. There can be a growing frustration and a sense of what to believe. And what you can do is bring it back to yourself. I feel like this energy is to get out of our heads, the over-reliance on the mind, and to come back to what is true for you in this moment, taking deep breaths, relaxing the body, relaxing the nervous system, moving the energy, staying in your power, staying in a place of what I believe that's true in this moment is my breath, is my heartbeat, is the strength of my body. It's about coming back to basics to ground yourself during this very ungrounded time period. So our work is really to ground ourselves when it could be really easy to go off on all these tangents and to be online and looking at all these social media sites or going into all these websites. I mean, there's just so much that's percolating up and that's being released and coming out. And again, a lot of confusion. And I feel like what we're learning is that we always control our own narrative. We always control our own energy and our own power. And that it's advantageous at times to be an observer, to step back, to step away, to let things play out, to allow things perhaps to settle down, to give it space, to give it time. And then you're remaining in full control of your energy. And it's sort of like not feeding into energy streams that are ultimately exhausting. And this can be at work. This can be in your work life. This can be with your family. This can be with friends. This can be in relationships. This can be with the world at large. This can be in anything and everything. Is that it's really easy for our minds to go to all these different places. And I feel like what we're learning here is that we are in control of our energy. We can step back. We can watch. We can be observers. We're going to have our thoughts. We're going to have the parts of ourselves that are curious, that want to know more, that also want to have certainty. We're looking for certainty during very uncertain times. And again, that certainty comes back to yourself, to your own energy system, and to your own choices. So this is a great opportunity to practice where your energy goes, where you put your energy, and what is the best use of your energy for you. And I feel like there's going to be a lot stirred up. And again, it's going to continue into February. That's because of the upcoming Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. We also are ending the month of January with a very powerful Leo full moon. I have that video for you on YouTube now if you want to check out that full moon, which is very big. And then we also have throughout February a lot of energies in Aquarius, and they're going to be further activating new pathways in our lives, new ways of understanding ourselves and our energy systems, and also helping us move ahead quickly. There's something about the strong Aquarius energy that's coming in where I feel it as time jumping or leapfrogging, where there can be immediate solutions, immediate understandings. Things just line up and sync up, and it's because it's time. So if you can stay in that place in your consciousness of, I'm going to stay higher, I'm going to stay above the fray, above the clouds, I'm going to stay above the crowds, above the noise. If you can stay in that higher perspective, it's going to help you remain in control of what is essential for you right now. And it also connects you to these higher timelines of manifestation. That's really what it feels like, because then your energy isn't being tangled up in the 3D. It isn't even reverting back to where you've been. Okay, so that's really important right now. That's coming through, is that this is where we're making clear choices that it's time to move forward. It's time to move ahead. And it's really easy to go back into parts of ourselves that are familiar and known, and we can be unconscious about that. We can say, oh, well, this is something that I'm familiar with, or this is a belief system that's worked for me, or this is a relationship that I just really know, it's really easy. And I feel like there's no judgment by the universe. We can make any choice we want. You can go in any direction you want, but there's a strong force coming through at a soul level that a part of you knows that there's new possibilities here. There's new manifestations. There's new dreams to be created. And I feel too like for many people, because you've done so much healing work, you've been through the ringer. You've had a lot of challenges. You've had a lot of changes. You've had a lot of struggles in your life. I feel like the higher you've gone in your growth, in your consciousness, in your work, in doing the work of understanding your own patterns and beliefs and everything. This is a very big field, right? There's a lot here. There's a lot within this energy. But the higher you've gone with it, you've demonstrated trust in yourself, confidence in yourself, a strength to keep moving through all this. And I feel like it opens you up to dreams and this life of having it all. And I realize that's a big statement, but it's like the image I'm getting is that many people have reached the limitation of their lives in the 3D. It's literally maybe felt like you can't go any further within a certain energy paradigm. You can't go any further in certain parts of your life until you take that risk, or you take a leap of faith, or you trust what you can't see. There's that push coming through, and it feels like it's coming through at a soul level that you're very tapped into, and it's requiring more from you. And that's the push that I'm feeling through this last phase of January and into February. There's this push into new potentials, new manifestations, new miracles, but you have to be aware of your patterns and where your energy is going, and you have to stay focused on that higher path. So I hope this is making sense, because I see it as these very strong visuals, and I see it as the energy of a beautiful white light, but it looks like glass. I mean, it has that clarity to it, and so it's why it's easy to miss it. It's sort of like you can look through a window, and then you walk into the window, you walk into the glass sliding door, and it's easy to miss it. There's something here where it's trusting a feeling, trusting something that is forming, and it's not okay. This is hard to say. It's not for everybody, because not everyone is open to those energy potentials, or not everyone is at a certain place in their soul's path. And that is something that is chosen at a soul level. And yes, there are opportunities for growth and acceleration for everybody. Everybody has the opportunity to grow, but that doesn't mean that they want to or that they will. So this is where it comes back to the choices that are best for you. What is essential for you right now? Where are you going in your life? What have you been through that only you know about? You've transformed it, you've healed, you've moved through it. And I feel like that's a bit why this is a pep talk even, where it's keep believing, keep going forward, because there's more that can show up, but you have to say yes first. And that's basically what this energy is showing me. We have to say yes, and then there's something that comes through. And that's where our human selves can be like, well, no, I want something to come through, and then I'll say yes. This is where you say yes first, then the energy formulates and comes together, because this is a demonstration of your power. This is a demonstration of how you use your own energy to manifest and create. And so, for example, vision boards, wildly helpful, wildly beneficial in terms of honing in on what something looks like or what feels right for you. So anything that helps you get clearer on where you're going, especially this year, has the potential to come together quickly, has the potential to be very reassuring. But again, we have to stay open we have to be ready to say or it could be this, or it could be that, or it could show up this way, or I don't know, but I trust and I feel it. And I know that something amazing is going to manifest, even if it's not exactly how I expect it to. So I hope this has given you some really good things to be aware of and to trust in yourself, as well as to keep believing in, because this has not been an easy time. There's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of shifts and things happening. There will continue to be uncertainty throughout this next year. And yet that is also working in our favor, as we are being liberated from certain limitations and restrictions, and we're also being granted an opportunity to keep growing and to keep following what is valuable and meaningful to us now in our lives. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. I will be releasing the February 2021 Soul Growth monthly webinar soon, and that will have the full astrology of February, another dynamic month, and I will be placing that link below this show. In the meantime, you can find out more about my latest astrology courses and programs over at mollymccord.online. And that's also where you'll find resources for developing and growing your online business. Whether you are an entrepreneur, you are a healer, you are a reader, you are doing something online, I want to help you. And I hope that my years of experience are of benefit to you. So thank you so much for joining me. A quick programming note that I don't think there's going to be a podcast episode on Monday, January 26th, in which case, of course, there's all of the former episodes on YouTube, as well as other places where this podcast is distributed if you want to listen to another topic or a previous episode again. Thank you so much for joining me. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there. Remember where your energy goes and keep going forward. It's going to be quite a year. I'll see you back here soon.